One moment, Sammy was standing near the train doors, and the next he was lying on his back, flapping his arms and legs like an upturned beetle. Papers were blown through the air, glass showered down on him, and the train shuddered to a halt. Things went quiet for a moment, and completely dark. Then the screaming started. People were hurt, dying, God knows how many. Who was sitting in the other carriage next to Desi? A guy in a Jesus t-shirt with his eyes closed, doing the nodding dog. Next to him was a suit with a briefcase. There was also a girl standing near the doors, wearing a short jacket. She had white headphones trailing from under her long hair. Sammy looks up and down Oxford Street. Traffic is at a standstill. Buses, vans, cars and cabs, nothing is moving. Someone hands him a bottle of water. He pours it over his head. Soot runs into his mouth and crunches between his teeth. Crossing the road between two trucks, he forgets to lift his feet and trips over the gutter. A driver calls out. Sammy doesn't answer. He turns down Argyle Street and crosses Great Marlborough, stepping round pedestrians, moving quickly. People are staring at each other, shocked, clueless. Sammy hears snippets of their conversation. Terrorist! A bomb! Underground! They're frightened. Sammy is frightened. Desi just blew himself to kingdom fucking come. He'll need a very short coffin, Y-shaped, to fit his legs and his bollocks. The rucksack slaps against Sammy's back. He should ditch it and run, take his chances. But what would Murphy do to Nadia? It's like the platform announcer said. Please keep your bags with you at all times and report any unattended items or suspicious behaviour to a member of staff. Sammy should call Murphy, explain. What would he say?
Hey, Mr. Murphy, a funny thing happened on the way home. We accidentally blew up a train and Desi lost his head, and a little bit more.
Sammy doesn't have a mobile. Desi wouldn't let him carry one. Now he notices a guy sending a text message. He's unshaven, wearing Levi's slung low, showing his ass crack. Sammy asks if he can borrow the phone. The guy stares at him.
You down there, man?
Respect. He hands Sammy the phone. Take it, I can't get a signal. Sammy punches in a number. Nothing happens.
Too many people trying to make calls, says the arse-crack guy. The network is overloaded.
Sammy hands him back the phone and keeps walking, crossing at the next intersection. He notices a black cab, opens the door, slips onto the back seat, dumps the rucksack on the floor between his knees.
You're joking, aren't you, mate? Says the driver.
He motions to the road ahead.
I haven't moved in 40 fucking minutes.
Sammy catches sight of himself in the rear mirror. His face is caked in dark soot, except for two streaks of white, one on the tip of his nose, and the other a line of perspiration running over his cheekbone and down his neck. It could be war paint. He's been into battle. The driver is listening to the radio.
Bomb went off, he explains. There could be more of them.
More what?
Suicide bombers. The driver looks at him. You must have been down there. You look like Al fucking Jolson.
Who's he?
You never heard of Al fucking Jolson?
No.
He was a white guy, used to black up his face and sing like a nigger.
Why?
Fuck knows.
The driver has his door propped open. He lights a cigarette, and the roll of smoke seems to evaporate on the breeze.
You got a phone? Asks Sammy.
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
Won't do you any good. They shut down the network, or the whole thing has crashed. Every man and his dog is trying to call home.
Why would they shut down the network?
Stop them setting off any more bombs. That's how the ragheads do it. Use mobile phones. Call the number and boom. Makes no sense to me. Live and let live, I say. We should make a deal with the terrorists. We won't invade their fucked up countries if they stop blowing us up.
Maybe it wasn't terrorists, suggests Sammy.
Of course it was fucking terrorists, replies the driver. You're not bleeding, are you? I don't want frigging blood on the seats.
I don't think so.
You're covered in that black shit. Maybe you should just get out.
Couldn't I just sit here?
Does this cab look like a fucking backpacker's?
Sammy gets out.